12 o'clock hour. Good afternoon, Northern Colorado. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. Woo! It's going to be a good one today. I am excited about today's show. We got training camp rocking and rolling, getting ready for that. Players are checking in. Aaron Rodgers watch. He's got an office shirt on today. It's great. Saw Kevin Malone, the chili thing. It was great, but I'm just going to throw it out there. I talked about how right I was yesterday. Can I talk about how annoyed I am today? I think I'm over the whole Aaron Rodgers thing. So you show up to camp. You're saying, hey, I don't want to be a part of this team anymore. And again, I know it's not the players. It's the organization, right? But at some point, if you're a player, and I was watching on NFL Network this morning, he wants to bring Randall Cobb back. If you're a wide receiver on this team right now, and other than Devontae Adams, a lot of them have been, you know, showing up and doing stuff, wouldn't you kind of be like, wait a second. We've been busting our humps. We've been going to stuff. We haven't been making a sideshow of this. And yet this guy might have some control as far as who to bring in. I get it. If this game is all about winning a Super Bowl, which it is, you put up with a lot of crap. But I'm just saying, did all this need to happen? Because look what happened. Nothing. Could Rodgers have got his own way, which basically could have got a signed contract, which it sounds like they're going to get a signed contract that says, I'm here for now. But in 2022, you got to trade me, and you got to give me the options. And they work that out. That's going to be in a contract. So why could that not have happened without this sideshow? I think so. Come on. Rodgers sits down with him. It happened in Denver, folks, and I know this is a no-no word. It happened with Carmelo Anthony. Carmelo, I know there was drama there with George Karl. But Melo, at the end of the day, said, hey, because when the media asked him, hey, I'm not talking about that. Not talking about it. And Rodgers didn't, but he let it leak very methodically. Carmelo Anthony made it known to his coach, to his GM, to his team, at the end of the season, I'm leaving in free agency. I'm going to go play for the Knicks. You might as well trade me. I don't know how that conversation went 100%, but that's what it was, because the Nuggets had not even a percentage of hope that Melo was going to be a Denver Nugget beyond the second half of the season. So they trade him. And that trade produced produced solid playoff runs for quite some time. With Gallo, with Wilson Chandler, and in fact, a draft pick that turned into be Jamal Murray was kind of a part of that as well. So Roger, you're telling me Rodgers couldn't have sat down with Green Bay and said, guys, I want out badly. And I don't know what to do. I'm going to go to Schefter and do all this crazy stuff before the draft, and I'm going to leak this, and it's going to make you guys look bad, like you're a badly ran organization. I'm going to do all this stuff unless we can agree that, all right, I'll do this year. Because I don't think he didn't want to do this year. They negotiated. All right, just give us this year, because we're not in that position to replace you right now. But give us this year, and we'll figure it out. Rodgers, they couldn't have come to the table without all this stuff. Brady, they needed the sideshow. They needed the circus. By the way, it is Top Text Tuesday today, presented by Fresh Coat Painters of South Platte. I want your thoughts on training camp. Our boy Zach Stevens just tweeted out that Drew Locke is going to get the first snap tomorrow. It's begun, man. We're gonna be like, everything is under the microscope.
I'm excited. I woke up this morning, was looking at my Instagram, following my Dolphins, just seeing the players come to the facility. It's exciting.
It is kind of exciting. It is, because it's like, once you check in, it's go time. From here to the end of the season, and hopefully, for your team's sake, postseason. But from now on, you're in. It's go time. Whoever's checking in more than likely is there, knock on wood, barring injuries or any kind of extreme trades at this stage. But I think it's fair to say this. All right. Eastside Chris remembers the intern, Angel. He threw your name in here. That's a dedicated texter right there. Eastside Chris is a Hall of Famer, by the way. It's a beautiful site out on the, well, it's kind of in between Greeley and Fort Collins and nowhere. It's a wonderful place. Eastside Chris has got a, he's got a bust up there now. You know, it's great. It costs us millions. In Olympic spirit, let the text begin. Keep your finger on the dump button, Angel. Noobs and B-Rad can be very sailor-like in their tirades. Well, good thing about a text line is you don't have to dump it. I just can't read it. I can't be Ron Burgundy here. I can't read everything on the prompter. The text line, First Advantage text line. It's 970-478-1301. First-time texters, text KFKA. I need my scorecard. Where is it? My official scorecard, as you can see, it's very official. Weld County Suwamee has two. Dixon has two. If Dixon wins the Floyd Little jersey, you know what he's going to do with that. You know. Disrespectful. I know. No. I know what you're thinking. We have a backup producer back there today, Michael. No. Muzzles on. Muzzles on, by the way. Dixon is, of course, the arch nemesis of the show. You can say three words. You can say three words. I will allow it. Do you like to say three? You get three words. Michael gets three.
Go Broncos?
That's two words, so already we've already failed that project. So welcome back. Michael's been feeling under the weather. Everybody's been feeling under the weather. It's not COVID. So I don't think, anyway. Angel, do you have COVID?
I don't. I hope not. I'm pushing all these buttons over here and get everyone sick.
That's true. Angel could be. Hey. Okay, curtain open time. How'd the phones go today? Phones go okay?
Good. We got three interviews in.
Dude.
It's perfect.
So, okay, we have Nico Medved, CSU head men's basketball coach, coming up at 12:30. We're going to get him on. And I tell that story jokingly, not trying to. Michael, you remember when I started at KFK, how terrible I was on the phones? I hung up on people. Like, I was worse than you. I'd get them on the line. And then they'd be talking, and this great, wonderful conversation would happen. And then somebody else would call, and I'd go to try to answer the phone, but in the process, I'd hang up on them. And my host would just look at me like, you are a terrible human being, and I don't think you should be alive anymore. Like that. So I can poke fun at you because I'm willing to throw out the fact that I was 10 times worse. And it didn't get any better, which is why I said, hell with that. I'm going to start talking over here. You guys just deal with all the robots and buttons back there. Pillow Fight Dan has one. B-Rad has one. So you got a list of the fellows there. You got the Hall of Famers. A couple of Hall of Famers. Eastside Chris, will Angel go to the roof? That's like our betting thing here. We bet you go to the roof if you lose something. I don't know why. We're not that creative. Will Angel go to the roof if the Packers go to the playoffs and Broncos do not?
I don't really care about the Packers.
you're not taking that bet.
My stepmom and stepbrother are big Packers fans, but I mean, I could care less.
That's why they're your stepmom and stepbrothers, right? They're Packers fans.
I didn't marry her.
No, I don't. You're a Dolphins fan.
Yeah, fins up.
Some people didn't know you were a Dolphins fan, just thought you were talking about watching Dolphins this morning. Like, you got up this morning, got on Instagram, and just looked at videos of Dolphins.
A live feed of some Dolphins, yeah.
Which actually sounds kind of fun, to be
relaxing.
Real.
Relaxing.
Yeah.
Good way to start the day.
I would be in for that, 100%. All right, Power to Play Sports poll question. Do I even remember? Okay, yeah. What's more likely to happen between these four football teams that we talk religiously about on the whole show? The UNC Bears are going to make the FCS playoffs. The CSU Rams win the Mountain West Championship. The CU Buffs win the Pac-12 Championship. Or the Broncos make the playoffs. Okay, Michael thinks the Broncos make the playoffs. What do you think there? Ooh, it's tight. This race is tight. 26% of the Hooligans say the Broncos make the playoffs. Hold on.
Go Broncos.
I'm going to refresh that. CU Buffs are winning this thing. The Buffs, we got 28% saying the CU Buffs win the Pac-12 championship. Well, Carl Durrell went 4, didn't they go 4-1 last year? I mean, pretty good. I know they didn't really play anybody on that schedule. It wasn't great, right? The Broncos make the playoffs is second, 25%. The CSU Rams is 22%. And they're tied. The Rams are tied with the UNC Bears to make the FCS playoffs.
Let's go Bears.
That's interesting. Do you have faith? The media poll came out about UNC. You had the coaches' poll said the Bears are finishing last. They voted for the Bears to finish last. The media poll has them finishing second to last.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it at all.
Nobody knows anything about this team right now other than some McCaffreys are on it. There's this stud.
Three McCaffreys.
There's three McCaffreys. What is there, four total or is there five? How many McCaffreys?
I don't know.
I honestly lost count. Well, Christian's in the NFL. You got Dylan. You got Max.
Luke.
And then Luke. And then the mom. There's a lot of McCaffreys, man. Bottom line. And then they got a couple of standout players on the defensive side. To be honest, I haven't broken into that just yet. This next couple of weeks will be very interesting. We're excited to get our voices going, our Bears guys. Jerry Schimmel, by the way, brand new voice of the UNC Bears. Who doesn't know Jerry Schimmel? Aaron Rath set to go for color. He's been doing it for a while now, so he's been putting some write-ups together at 1310kfk.com. So those are really good. It gives you a chance to learn about this team where you're not getting a lot of that coverage. So are you going to go fanboy here, Angel? You're saying the Bears make the FCS playoffs?
Yeah, I mean, I'm paying enough money to that school. I might as well just
They better get
them.
In the damn playoffs.
I mean, I want to be at a game past halftime, so
yeah,
let's hope for that.
That's true. Are you going to Boulder for that
yes.
first game? You are?
I was there a couple years ago when they played there. So, yeah, we'll be back.
It's going to be fun, man. I mean, it'll be cool. Save that ticket stub.
Oh, Friday night under the lights. It'll be great.
Well, and, of course, CSU scheduled against the Jackrabbits same night. So we got probably high school sports. We got that. It's going to be night for football. I'll tell you that much. I'm gonna say the Broncos make the playoffs. That's the most likely. I predicted the Broncos to go to the playoffs this year, with or without Aaron Rodgers. Everybody thinks I'm well. Yeah, I have them going. If 10 wins will get you in, because they'll be 10-7 because of the new game this year. Which, for some reason, why is that so displeasing to my brain that there are 17 games?
Because you can't finish 500 anymore. You either had a good season or a losing season.
Yeah, that's true. I like that. I guess. But it's still, how's this going to impact records? Are they not going to even mess with it? Because if this was baseball won't even dare remove one game because they have to have their records. This is going to impact records. Like, doesn't a running back have a really good shot to get 2,000 yards now?
Well, I mean, if you're Derrick Henry, sure.
Yeah.
Anyone else.
That's true.
Got a better chance now with an extra game.
Yeah, you're talking an extra, 100, 150 yards there that you can throw in. So I would imagine we've already been seeing offensive records get broken. We're going to see more, I would imagine, at this point. Texter, very tough poll. Unfortunately, Cam? Unfortunately, oops. I love this poll question. I think this is a fun one. Because, let's face it, the state of football, at least from Boulder North, not amazing. That's the one thing we can agree on when it comes to sports topics here today. We can talk Drew Locke, Teddy Bridgewater, Aaron Rodgers till we're blue in the face. But at the end of the day, we know that there's not been a lot to write home about when it comes to these football teams. The Buffs had a good year last year. But just like we said, you can't judge Steve Addazio and CSU on a 1-3 record last year, you can't fairly judge a winning coach either, right? Carl Durrell's first year with this team, he didn't play the best of the best in the Pac-12. So it's fair to say that we know nothing based on last year. So go vote at that one, thewholeshow.com. That's the Power to Play sports poll question of the day. And CU's running away with this thing. CU Buffs win the Pac-12 championship. At least they're getting more votes than most at this stage. All right, 19 minutes after the hour. We're going to take a short break. When we come back, let's get into, I'll get my big story of the day, presented by FMS Bank, and Drew Locke as well. We'll talk all things quarterback. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
Design Countertop Specialist presents 13 Days, 13 Teams. Preps football training camp coverage begins in August, only in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Brian Howell, Colorado Buffalo's beat writer for the Buffalo. And you are listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
Minutes after the hour. Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. That's just so good. Just let it. Are you a big Offspring guy there, Angel?
I've never heard this band.
Really?
Only 23, Brady.
Put Michael back. He's older than me. Makes me feel better about my life.
I'm 40.
You are? Yeah, you're 40? You don't look a day over 39. Welcome back to the show. It's the First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. Text KFK to that number. Man, you are young. 23 years old. Okay, let me ask you this. Did you see the first Space Jam?
When I was very, very young.
How
yeah,
old
I had
were
it
you
on.
When that came out?
I can't
were
remember.
Were you a baby?
What year did it come out?
What year did that come out? 90.
I think I had it on like 97? A VHS tape. 97, I wouldn't have been born yet.
I'm going to say, okay, when did Space Jam come out? I type in. What the hell? I didn't write jam. I put, when did space come out? Around 13.8 billion years ago. And I'm like, that doesn't seem right.
Little thing called the Big Bang. Might have heard of it.
97, March 11th, 1997.
No, I was.
So you just watched it later?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love Space Jam.
How? So it was received well for you, even though you weren't born in the craze of it all? Because no, I was.
I'm a huge Jordan fan. I think Space Jam's cult classic.
How old was I? I was 11 years old when this came out. 11 years old. And it's weird to hear you say it's a cult classic, because it's like, dude, it was like 3 days ago.
I mean, it's
That's
one of those
it feels
movies.
Like.
It's just like,
no,
you've seen Space Jam? Like, yeah, I've seen Space Jam.
Do you see the new one?
No.
It doesn't look appealing to me because LeBron James, I'm sorry, is not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan was beloved by everybody. I mean, is that fair to say? I mean, we saw The Last Dance, and sure, there are people that, their teammates that it was tough love, didn't like him that much, whatever. But Jordan was universally loved and still is. LeBron James, not so much. I mean, you either love him or you are really, really against him. First Advantage text line. Do we have a call? Do we have a?
We do. Lonnie from Loveland.
Lonster, what's happening, my man?
Hey, how you guys doing?
I'm doing okay. Did you see Space Jam?
You know what? I did not.
You've never seen any of the Space Jams? Oh my goodness.
No.
Are you a Looney Tune fan?
Not really.
Oh well. You gotta be a Jordan fan and a Looney Tune fan.
I'm a Jordan fan, but not a Looney Tune
fan. Well, maybe it would work for you.
Yeah.
It's the real story of why Jordan came back to play basketball.
Yeah, okay, that works for me. There's a lot of things I like to come back and do, you know.
Yeah, all right, what's on your mind, my friend?
I'll tell you what on this, who I think's gonna do pretty good this year.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm gonna go with CSU.
So you think CSU of those four options, CSU has the better chance to win the Mountain West Championship than those other ones do of winning theirs or making the playoffs?
I really, it's gonna be interesting to see what he can do with this team a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I'm very intrigued. It's my style of football, so I like a lot of people knock the Adazio thing because it's like, oh, we're getting rid of wide receiver U in the offense, but my favorite style of football is give me a good run game and a damn good defense, and I'm entertained for hours. So
yeah, so kind of be back going back to the Sonny Luby days here a little bit.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, I mean, it's worth a chance on this one. You know.
Yeah, Lonster, what's for lunch today? We don't have the music under you, by the way. Just improvise.
You know what? You guys can sit there and make up a song. How's that sound?
That sounds good, man.
Hey, I had some spicy chicken tenders and had some crackers.
It's just
some Ritz crackers.
No sauce over the top to sweeten the pot there?
They're spicy enough as it is. You don't need to put sauce on them. I mean, once you get those things in the microwave, get them cooked up.
They must be ridiculously spicy for you to not put any hot sauce on.
Oh, they are. I mean, they really are. Mm. You know, I mean, It just, when the groceries come out from the store, they were spicy enough, you know.
Lonster, appreciate you as always, my friend.
Hey, you know what? Appreciate you, too.
29 minutes after the hour. Tell you what, we're going to step aside. We've got CSU men's basketball coach Nico Medved joining us in just a moment. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
Hey, everybody. This is Dalton Reisner, 2019 draft prospect out of Wiggins, Colorado, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KSKS.
Welcome back to The Whole Show, powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. And joining us on that First Advantage hotline, CSU men's head basketball coach Nico Medved. Coach, great to get you on the program, man. When I read this headline, you're signing another extension in 8 months. I mean, my goodness, Coach, things are rolling for you.
I guess I got somebody fooled out there, I guess. They haven't caught on yet.
Congratulations, my friend. We just love following you, your basketball team, all these amazing players, and just what you've done for Colorado State and these new assistant coaches coming in left and right, too, man. I mean, so congratulations to you, first and foremost.
Well, I appreciate it. We're pretty lucky here to work with such great people and a great place, and it's been a lot of fun, and you know, we're all hoping the best is yet to come.
Now, Coach, obviously, you probably heard this. I don't know, maybe you've shut it all down, but you get this talk. This is where we are when great coaches like yourself do great things. People like me, who claim to know everything, really don't know anything, we always say the same things. Well, how long is Coach going to be around Colorado State? And looking at all these big schools, these big great areas, too, you've just been that good. It's been that good in just really a short amount of time with Colorado State. Does that stuff cross your mind, or you think, no, I signed this contract extension, this is my place?
I mean, clearly, I think, you know, actions, you know, speak louder than words. I think it's no secret how much, you know, we love it here and believe in what we're building and believe in what we're doing. And, you know, we have everything in place here to be a great program. And so, I mean, that's your only focus. I mean, you know this, but I mean, look at the world we live in right now. I mean, I think the hardest thing is to stay present. And, and I think that's what we do. And you sit there and you focus on, you know, this rumor, that rumor, this, you drive yourself crazy, you know? And so we try to preach to our players about that. And I think it's really hard to do is to just stay present, stay in the moment, focus on what you're doing. And we're loving life, man, right now. Things are great, and we love the group that we work with. And, you know, everything we're trying to do and build is moving in the direction that we want. And, gosh, that's the only thing we're worried about.
Coach Nico Medved joining us, CSU men's basketball head coach. And, Coach, the other thing that's been thrown around, too, is like, hey, Coach, Sonny Lubick, the Sonny Lubick of basketball. I mean, has anybody said that to you quite yet? Because we hear it all the time that Coach could, I mean, you get the key. If there's a key to the city, I think you're pretty close to getting a key to the city, my friend.
I don't know about that. Coach Lubick's my neighbor, and I tell you what, he's a heck of a lot smarter and better coach than I ever was. If I could be half the coach that he was, that would be something, because he just, man, he is just, he's the same person every day. You know, you get a chance to see him, just a great human being and a great coach and mentor, and so I don't think it's fair to even compare me to him.
What's that? I mean, so when you say neighbors, I mean, are we within the block? Are we right next door? And what's that like? Do you see him when you're going out to grab the paper in the morning? What's that like?
Just down the block, you know. He and Carol Joe, they walk their dog Lily in the morning. And I've got, they walk Lily a lot, but my German Shepherd, Blitz, is not a fan of all their dogs. For whatever reason, Blitz love Lily. So the Lubick's dog and our dog are like buddies. So I don't know what it is, but Blitz loves Lily. So yeah, but Sonny and Carol Joe, they're just the salt of the earth.
Wouldn't that be the worst case scenario though? Your neighbors, it's Sonny Lubick, it's you, and then the dogs hate each other and you can't come within 10 feet of each other.
Yeah. No, but they love each other. So
now this contract extension, of course, Rams fans rejoiced last week when we talked about it. Runs through the end of 2026, 2027. And what was the thought process into that, Coach, too? Because, again, yeah, signed the second contract extension in 8 months just to basically add what? Another year, essentially. But what was that conversation like? Because clearly both parties are extremely happy with what's going on.
I think it was a fairly easy, you know, thing that we talked about, and I think, you know, for me too was you know, trying to work on making the situation better for our staff. I've got such a great staff that way, and you know, they deserve everything they get because, you know, they're such an integral part of what we do, and I think that was a big piece of it. And so, yeah, I think it's just, you know, kind of showing a commitment both ways, and you know, they're happy with what we're doing, and we're happy being here. And so I think it was a pretty easy thing to make happen.
We're talking to CSU men's basketball coach Nico Medved. Well, now the talk, of course, we're looking at the conferences. Call. I'm sure this has been on everybody's radar as we're going over this the last couple of days. The Big 12 teams leaving the Big 12. We're talking, oh, maybe the Rams there, what have you, all that. But the bottom line is, Coach, and I won't bore you with all the details and make you answer those questions, but when people talk about CSU, and you know, again, you love the Mountain West, but when people talk about conferences could potentially look at CSU, they go to the basketball program. And that has got to be pretty awesome because, you know, 6 years ago, whatever it was, 5 years ago, it was, okay, the football program's killing it. They're great. Basketball's all right. They are pointing to this program, and it's been, again, such a short time that you've built it to that level. I mean, do you think about that, how quickly this program has grown to that point where people look at it and say, well, if a big conference was to look at this school, it's going to be the basketball team leading this thing?
Well, I don't know about that. I think that, you know, obviously it doesn't take a genius. People who follow college athletics, it's a pretty chaotic time, and you know, things are changing, and they're changing by the hour, it seems like. And so I think that, you know, in general, I think CSU has so much to offer. It's an incredible university and an incredible community, a place that's invested in athletics. We've got great coaches here and programs. And so I think there's a lot of things that we have to offer. And we clearly do that in the Mountain West. And, you know, who knows what the future holds. It's like I tell you, you got to try to, you know, for me, it's to stay present, focus on what we're doing and be the best that we can and in the situation that we're in. But, you know, I obviously, you know, I don't have my head in the sand. I read the news just like you do, Brady.
Well, I mean, you look at everything that's happening too, Coach. Like you said, everything's changing. You got the transfer portal that just took hold and has gone crazy. Not so much for you guys, and that says, again, a lot. A lot of your players are just thrilled as punch to be there, and we're talking great players. You've got the name, image, and likeness thing that I got to tell you, I was so shocked that it moved so quickly. I mean, one minute we're talking about the Supreme Court, then we're talking about, oh, this is going. How is it difficult for you yet? And again, we've got a long way to go to see how this is all organized, but is there a struggle that you've already thought about with this stuff, or has, I mean, you guys are such a tight-knit group. I mean, playing kickball the other day, which I want to pick your brain about, has any of this stuff, is it bothering you looking at it? Or again, like you said, you're staying in the present and you'll cross that bridge when you come to it.
I mean, obviously it's part of the fabric of college athletics now. It is what it is. I mean, you think about it, but we obviously are in a real transformational time right now in college athletics, but I think sometimes people have a tendency to panic or overreact. And, you know, my mindset is you obviously have to adapt, but it doesn't mean you have to fundamentally change. And I think that, you know, things evolve over time. There's been big changes before, maybe not this many big changes in a short period of time, but we found a way to survive. And I think some of the key is to not panic, to take in all the information, to still try to keep the main thing the main thing. And that's what we do with our guys. And I think some of these changes, and albeit they're going to be challenges, and they're not all positive, but I think some of them are positive. I think we're always, people are scared of change. I've never been scared of change. I think it's a matter of adapting, but that doesn't mean you have to fundamentally change who you are and what you do. And so I just think you take it day by day. And I think the main ingredients that go into be successful just never change.
Well, and you guys had on the other side with a great transfer added to the mix, too. I mean, my goodness, this roster is already so great, adding Chandler Jacobs. Talk to us a little bit about that, you know, that pickup there and how he just adds to an already solid lineup.
You know, it was such a unique situation recruiting Chandler. You know, first and foremost, he's just a great young man. And, you know, we knew coming in as a grad transfer to an experienced team, you know, could be a challenge, but we really felt like he would be a great fit. obviously as a player, but also as a person. And I think that that's been great as we've had the guys here for the last couple of months, and he's really fit in seamlessly. He's starting to really figure things out and figure out what he brings and what his role can be. And he's just a great young man. And so I think fans are going to be really excited about him. And he's really connected well with the coaches and his teammates. And I think he's got a chance to be a big part of what we're doing.
And like I said, I mean, adding him already to this lineup that features guys like Isaiah Stevens and Kendall Moore, of course, David Roddy, Adam Thistlewood. I mean, the list goes on and on, and it just feels like we just wash, rinse, repeat. Same group, essentially, only we're adding to it. So, again, I think the optimism is at an all-time high right now surrounding this program.
Well, I think we're optimistic, and you know, but like I told our guys, you know, it's great. You know, you want people excited and you want expectations high. That's what you sign up for. But at the same point in time, you know, we can't get caught up in that. You know, the key to being successful, it's doing the simple things really, really well every day, and just putting your head down and focusing on the process. And, you know, whether somebody picked us seventh or eighth in the league or they pick us first or second in the league, it really doesn't change anything as far as the expectations or how we approach it. And that's what we've got to do. And the season will be here. But once the ball is tipped, you got to earn it. Doesn't matter what anyone thinks or what your expectations are. You got to go out and you got to earn it every day. And that's what we're trying to do right now in the summer.
CSU men's head basketball coach Nico Medved talking to us now. And like you said, you guys are working every single day. But what I love about you, and I talk about this, coach, is you have these so many amazing sides. You have that side that can turn it on, that just gets after it, that basketball coach. But also this the fun side, too. I mean, I want to know how I get involved in the kickball side, man. And I think that is so great for these kids. I mean, they love this, and it's a great little break. Talk to us about that, what goes into that, and why that's so valuable, and how do I get involved?
Yeah, every once in a while you just like to change it up, and you know, you enjoy being around each other and connecting. And so we threw a little curveball at them with some things we were going to do. They thought we were going to come in and have a full-on practice. And sometimes it's just a gut, and sometimes it's just a gut feel of just feeling like, hey, let's change things up today. And it was fun. Those guys compete at everything now. I don't play a lot of kickball, but that was a competitive kickball game. So what was funny is I had them draft teams beforehand.
Nice.
We picked two captains, but they didn't know we were playing kickball. They thought it was for basketball. And I think once they realized that it was for kickball, they would never admit it, but I think a couple of the captains probably regretted some of their picks.
Oh, I love that. That's great.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that kind of stuff to me is, and I was joking around with Ellison Hubbard on the football side of things. He's like, man, I saw that they did kickball. We're still waiting for Adazio to hook us up with a kickball game, man. So you got the football players like licking their chops. Like, when are we? Maybe you're inspiring other coaches to do some stuff.
Well, it's pretty simple. I mean, I guess you would imagine everybody can kick a kickball, but boy, I'm glad we don't have all that on video. I don't want to embarrass anybody.
I think that stuff's so great. Coach, I text you a few weeks back. I had the opportunity to meet one of your assistant coaches, Sam Jones, in the playground of my neighborhood. My 3-year-old, who's very shy until a couple weeks ago, runs right up to him, pulls him out of the swing, and kind of gives him like this half hug thing. It was amazing. And they're like, you know what? We already felt welcome, but now we got this little guy here that's like our best friend. So I thought that was crazy.
it's cool. And, you know, people, you know, you move families across the country. Mm. And, you know, this is a tough business that way. But, you know, Sam and his family have just fit in seamlessly. And I think that now that they've really settled in here to Fort Collins, are feeling great. And you can see, Brady, just you having an opportunity to meet him firsthand, what a quality human being he is. And a terrific coach, and so he's going to add a lot to what we're doing.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity to talk to him a little bit, of course. And coach, we always look forward to these discussions. I'm a huge fan of yours. Sorry to put you through the ringer there on the contract stuff, but we just absolutely love following this program, and I think this season is going to be so exciting. So we just wish you the best of luck, and as always, look forward to these conversations down the road.
Hey, thanks, Brady. Anytime. I appreciate what you do for sports here in Northern Colorado.
Hey, it's a pleasure to do it, especially when we get great teams like yours, Coach. We'll talk to you very soon. And yes, next time we get a kickball thing, maybe I'll try out. Whatever it takes, I'll try out. I want to get involved.
Be careful what you wish for, man. Be careful what you wish for.
All right, Coach. We'll catch up soon, man.
Thanks, my man.
All right. That's Nico Medved, CSU men's basketball coach. And I like that stuff. I've always been a fan of that. And I like it at the pro level, too. People complained at the OTAs that the Broncos had the fun day, right? They had that last day where all the players show up and they're thinking they're going to practice and then they end up just doing something fun. And people are like, shouldn't they be focused on football? It's like, if you're going to lose out on one day of OTAs and not make that, that's going to be the make or break. Something's going wrong with the entire system. I love that. Listen, I have to ask the question, but I know what he's going to say, and he says the right thing. I ask him, hey, does the thought of going to a big conference, I mean, what does that do? Does that hit your brain? He's going to say, no, I signed the contract, and I love it here, but I have to ask the question. Otherwise, my boss, the owner of the station, would probably fire me. 49 minutes after the hour, we'll take a short break. When we come back, let's wrap up hour number one. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy.
ProDesign Countertop Specialist presents 13 Days, 13 Teams. Preps football training camp coverage begins in August, only in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA.
This is Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
I got a new hot spot, favorite spot, go-to spot in Loveland, and that's the Tilted Barrel. They got happy hour from 2 to 6. They feature half-price appetizers, $5 well, wine, or draft drinks. Come check it out. See for yourself why their happy hour is one of, all the customers' favorite time of day. Best beers in the area. They have many great local breweries that they support. They also have 40 different whiskeys. So not just Jack Daniels, okay? They got 40 different whiskeys in case you're not in the mood for a cold one. That's the Tilted Barrel. I suggest the wings. You can't go wrong there. I think they rival B-dubs any day of the week. First Advantage. Text line 970-478-1301. Weld County Swami says, any chance we can get Medved to coach football too? He is that guy being a dude. And let me just say this. Yes, the basketball team's getting all the praise, rightfully so. I mean, I got off the phone with David Roddy yesterday, and just talking about this team. And I mean, they're awesome. They're great young people, and I think there's big things coming. But I'm very excited to see what Adazio's about, because everyone's knocking this whole, oh, he's Boston College, he was a 500 guy there. Well, if you're a 500 guy at a Power 5 conference, maybe that translates to a couple of games over 500 instantly. I do think this defensive line is going to be sensational. Manny Jones and Ellison Hubbard. I'm talking to him more next week, starting on Mondays with the Ellison Hubbard Show. Scott Patchen. I mean, that guy, I mean, any one of these guys might have a shot to take it to the next level. Might really, because this defensive line is going to be good. I'm just curious to see, again, the trenches. They're going to be so good in the trenches, at least what I believe, their offensive line and defensive line. And I told you, I like coaches that bring with them these characteristics. You know, all right, this coach is all about building up wide receivers. This coach is about the run game. This coach is about building up on that D-line and O-line. Feels like if you have both of those things, you can do anything. All right, second hour coming up. We're going to see if Zach Stevens is available of DNVR Broncos. Very busy as we're getting into media coverage and such for the Broncos and training camp, but we'll see. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We'll be right back.